Turning to Asia, South Korea's top official on North Korea stressed today the delivery of promised rice aid to the country depends on whether the communist nation lives up to a commitment to start dismantling its nuclear weapons program. During talks between the two Koreas that ended yesterday, the South had agreed to send 400,000 tons of rice despite the North's failure to meet a deadline more than 2 weeks ago to shut down its main nuclear reactor. Spokesman for Asia with the UN's World Food Programme, Paul Risley, says food assistance generally should not be tied to political goals.
Generally, people who work with humanitarian assistance anywhere in the world do not like to see food assistance tied to political objectives, tied to political goals, because obviously if you did that, you're really ignoring the children, the women, the babies, the starving, the most vulnerable people, because those are usually the powerless and the poorest people in a country, in a place. Unless they're willing to use some of this massive transfer of food assistance, of rice, through non-governmental organizations and to assure that the food really gets to the vulnerable populations, we are very concerned that much of this food will simply continue to go to the people that are closest to the authorities in DPRK, and it may not reach the outermost populations.